Well, today the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs is meeting to hold a hearing entitled Turmoil in the U.S. Credit Markets, Examining Proposals to Mitigate Foreclosures and Restore Liquidity to the Mortgage Market. Last week, we had an excellent hearing to look at one result of the turmoil we're experiencing in the capital market, the decision of the federal government to commit $29 billion in taxpayer money to rescue Bear Stearns. Today, we are focusing more on the other end of the spectrum, the impact of the crisis on homeowners themselves. This is the second hearing we're holding on this topic. The first was held in January. Since then, the crisis only seems to have gotten worse. It has spread from housing to other areas, such as student lending and municipal finance. And I expect that the committee will examine these other areas in the weeks to come. This hearing could not be more timely. Today, after a week of intensive discussions and negotiations, the Senate later this morning will pass the Foreclosure Prevention Act of 2008. There are a number of important provisions in the legislation. The bill adds $150 million to the counseling budget. It includes an expansion and modernization of the FHA program, which will create a real alternative to the abusive subprime lending so many working families have turned to in the past several years, which has greatly contributed to the crisis, by the way. It adds about $10 billion in increased mortgage revenue bond authority for the states, which will help provide some lower cost credit to distressed borrowers. And it includes $4 billion for state and local governments to clean up the mess left by historic foreclosure problems we are experiencing. There are a number of other provisions in the bill, but those are some of the major ones that will be a part of the bill I hope is adopted later this morning. It falls far short, I would add, this legislation does, of the lofty title of the bill. We don't do as much as I would like to have seen us do with this legislation. It does not do enough to help families facing foreclosure. Nearly 8,000 foreclosure filings occur every day in the country. Almost 8,000 filings every single day, according to Reality Track, which follows that information. The most significant challenge we now face is helping people tottering on the edge of foreclosure to keep them in their homes. It's all well and good to provide funds to help pick up the pieces, but we need to do more prevention so we have less need for cleanup after the fact. To that end, I've been working intensely with colleagues of this committee, numerous conversations with members of both the Democratic and Republican side, listening to their ideas and thoughts about how we could develop such a proposal here to deal with these issues. Hope for Homeowners Act of 2008 is sort of a compilation of those ideas. It's not the final word on it, but it's an opportunity for us to step up and try to move forward as a way of dealing with this issue. Briefly, the bill would create a new fund at the FHA to ensure affordable mortgages for distressed borrowers. These FHA mortgages would refinance the old trouble loans at significant discounts. The new loans would be no larger than the borrowers could afford to pay, and no more than 90% of the current value of the home. This formula is similar to the one laid out by the Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke in his speech several weeks ago, when he noted that creating new equity for underwater borrowers may be a more effective way, and I'm quoting him here, to prevent foreclosures. Now, apparently, the administration has also embraced this concept, and I applaud and welcome their participation in this debate and discussion. Lenders and investors will have to take a serious haircut to participate in the program, but in return, they'll receive more than what they would recover through foreclosures, obviously. Borrowers get to keep their homes, but they must share the newly created equity and future appreciation with the FHA program to help offset possible losses. Only owner-occupants would be eligible for this new program, and only those who clearly cannot afford their current mortgages. There will be no investors in the program. In addition to helping homeowners, the communities in which they live, this program will help stabilize capital markets, put a floor under housing prices, and get capital flowing once again. That part of this idea is hardly ever talked about. That may be the most important part of this program. I would argue that keeping people in their homes is, but the fact that we're establishing a floor and that we can get capital flowing again is what is critically missing in all that we're talking about, and that's one of the reasons for it. The big enemy of smoothly functioning capital markets is uncertainty. Today, nobody knows what the subprime mortgages underlying the alphabet soup of complex securities, CDOs, SIVs, RMBs, and the like, are worth. This program would help put a value on those mortgages. We have another hearing on this proposal next week, where we'll hear from a number of government witnesses and others. After that, I want to work with my colleagues to see if we can move this legislation forward. As you know, Representative Barney Frank is holding hearings as well on the subject matter and has been, I think, yesterday and today, talking about this issue, and we welcome his involvement. I understand that some people oppose this kind of program on the grounds that we should not reward people who acted irresponsibly. As we've seen from numerous hearings we've held over the past 15 months, many people facing foreclosure today were victims of abusive and predatory lending practices. Most were trying to act responsibly, but they were led badly astray by unscrupulous mortgage brokers and lenders. They were victims of what Mr. Stern, one of our witnesses this morning, calls mortgage malpractice. And I urge my colleagues to read his testimony in which he talks about this phenomenon. This is a lender talking about mortgage malpractice that's going on. In fact, the Wall Street Journal did a study in which it concluded that 61% of subprime borrowers it reviewed had high enough credit scores to qualify for prime loans. We know that these brokers portray themselves as trusted advisors to unsuspecting borrowers while steering these borrowers into higher cost loans in exchange for higher commissions. Lenders and brokers gave these borrowers, many on fixed incomes, mortgages with exploding interest rate payments that they knew the borrowers could never, never afford. These are among the homeowners that we seek to help with this legislation. We seek to help them because it is the right thing to do. To paraphrase Franklin Roosevelt, when your neighbor's house is burning, you don't charge him for the use of your garden hose. You simply lend it to him. We are not acting for their sakes alone. Today, hundreds of thousands of our neighbors' homes are figuratively burning. And like any fire, the damage threatens to spread. Every home that goes into foreclosure lowers the value of the other homes on that block by at least $5,000. It reduces property tax collections, which leaves local school revenues struggling. It hurts badly the ability of local governments to provide adequate police and fire protection, social services, just as the need gets more pressing. The ripple effects are severe and widespread. So we owe ourselves and our communities, as well as our neighbors, our help in a crisis like this. We must act to put this fire out. That is why I hope, what I hope to do with all of you in the coming weeks. I look forward to hearing from our witnesses this morning, from our colleagues, about how to draft this legislation that I've circulated, a better document, a set of better ideas. We're going to hear from witnesses today, those who favor and oppose this idea. And so we want to have a balanced view of how we're looking at this as well. But my hope is we can put something together here that will accomplish the dual goals of keeping people in their homes as well as unleashing capital, which is pent up.